Well, the big news out of the car industry today, very big news from the car world overnight. Volvo's become the first major car company in the world to announce that they're out of the combustion engine. As of 2019, every car they make will be electric or hybrid. It'll launch 5 100% electric cars between 2019 and 2021. Everything else is hybrid. The CEO of the company says it's all about the carbon footprint.
We are convinced that the future of Volvo is electric. And that's why we have stated the bold commitment to bring out 1 million twin-engine cars or all-electric cars on the roads till 2025.
So, is this the beginning of the end of the traditional engine? Managing editor of Next Green Car and also ZapMap.com, Ben Lane, is with us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
This announcement from Volvo, was it always coming, or are you surprised at how soon it's been announced?
It's a really interesting announcement, and it's actually caught us slightly unawares that there's been so much media reaction, because it has been coming for a couple of years. Now, Volvo is actually owned by a Chinese company, Geely, that you may know, and they've been really focused on creating electric vehicles across their range probably for about 2 years now. And actually all their model range have been designed to either take an internal combustion engine or a battery and a motor set, or a little bit of both. So they've actually been really thinking ahead.
It's one thing, of course, to have an electric or a hybrid in your range. It's another thing to get rid of the combustion engine altogether. Does everyone follow or not?
Electric vehicles definitely come in two flavours, and there's no doubt that in the next 20 or 30 years, as all cars gradually become electric, there will be two flavours. There's your pure electric, ideal for urban city runarounds, for journeys of around 120 to 150 miles before you have to recharge. Of course, the batteries are getting better, but that's where we're at now. And the second flavour is a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, which means you have a sizable battery. You can do 60, 70 or 80 miles on electric, but you do have an internal combustion. You have a small petrol engine as well. The cars like the i3 have a very small engine called a range extender, which just gets you out of trouble. But essentially, there's a little bit of a spectrum, but there is a second flavour, and the plug-in hybrids are what you need if you regularly do 200 miles a day fleet vehicles, or of course for a very long journey and you don't want to charge en route.
Volvo's a niche player, of course. Do you see the day very soon when the very big players, the Chevrolets, the GMs, the BMWs, the Mercedes, do exactly the same thing, or will they never get there?
The truth is they're all working like crazy behind the scenes to get to the same destination. Mercedes are well ahead of the game. BMW have already announced that as well as their i3 and their i8, which is the plug-in hybrid supercar, they're going to essentially do the same thing as offer electric vehicles across their range. Another alliance really worth looking at is the Nissan-Renault alliance, which now they've been joined by Mitsubishi. And those three companies together are producing really high-quality vehicles. And actually, the Nissan Leaf is the global leader in EV sales.
Would this also apply to the producers of utes, commercials, trucks, etc., or is that always for a combustion engine, do you think?
Really good question. Yes and no. It may surprise you, there are a fair number of pure electric buses around the world. Actually, BYD, which is it's a lovely company name, Build Your Dreams, BYD, China-based, they already have hundreds of electric buses. And I'm not talking about trams, I'm just talking about, you know, it looks like a conventional bus, but there's no engine in there, it's all battery. So certainly for buses, certainly for vans, certainly for on the lighter end of heavy-duty vehicles. But when it comes to the Arctics, that's probably where the diesel engine will continue to reign king for the next 20 years or so. But I don't think it'll be forever. There's hydrogen fuel cell on the way, and it could be that we have battery electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids for light-duty vehicles, that's cars and vans, buses as well. But when it gets to the Arctic, maybe they're the hydrogen fuel cell future. Who knows?
Ben, appreciate your time very much. Ben Lane of ZapMap.com.